Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
With Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting behind-the-scenes insight from the people who make the shows you love. And again, before we dive in, your weekly reminder that the WGA, yeah, we are still on strike. Please go to entertainmentcommunity.org to donate to Hollywood crew members in need, okay? We have rent due. No one is making money right now. But okay, my guests today, they are amazing comedians, actors, writers, and the hosts of the Adulting podcast, Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. They gave me the most like giant list of your credits, and it's just like, imagine any TV show from the last 5 years, you both have been in it. Like, The Circle, First Wives Club, Awkwafina's North from Queens, like Party Down, and everything's trash. There's so many, especially a lot that we've featured here on the show. Everything's trash. Awkwafina's North from Queens, and I think most importantly, July 13th. Survival of the Thickest.
Oh my God, my dick just jumped a little bit. I was so excited. That is amazing. Yes, Survival of the Thickest, July 13th. And Jordan has a cameo up in it.
It's true. It's all true. All these things are true. I'm so excited.
Is the show I am looking forward to most this summer. I did get to read the pilot because they asked me to audition for something, and I was like, this is so amazing and hilarious.
No, let's spill the tea, honey. I didn't know it was tea time.
Very rarely get these moments in life, so let's have it. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of these roles where I remember my mom, I was with my mom, and she was like, oh, I'll help you with the reading. And as it was like, I think playing a friend, I was like a cashier or something trying to sell my own stuff. And as I was doing it, my mom was just like, baby girl, every role isn't for you. And I was just like,
What sign is your mom? Is she a fire sign?
She's a Sagittarius.
Quintuple Scorpio. I'm a fire sign too, but I'm a Leo, so I'm a little bit more delicate. But I do have fire sign friends where I'm like, you could just say it different. Do you want to?
You could be nicer. Yeah, she was just like, you know, girl, every role isn't yours, and this one, no. And
what
I was like, okay.
What?
It was like I just remember she was like a friend or something who like worked at a good store or something, and people were like, oh, I want, and she was like, you should buy my lotion moisturizer thingy or something instead of this because I'm a black creator and support me. And I was just like,
I don't remember. It's all a fever dream. You know what?
Exactly.
I remember, so big up to all the writers, because wow, when my mom asked me what it was like shooting those 42 days, I'm like, you know, even the preparation for writing, which is like coming up with the shit and then like finding people to help you write it. And then just like a year and a half later, when you like finally get to go on set, I was like, it felt like, cause I have a cousin in the Army and the Marines. I'm like, and it felt like we were deployed. Like you just go off to set, don't see your family. And then you come back a little different. You know what I mean? They're like, how was it? And you can't explain. You just look off in the far distance. You're like, I did everything I set out to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I have
the brave don't come back.
Really, my brain was broke. I got IBS. My brain was broke. I got a little thing on my shoulder from sitting and thinking. I'm like, we got to pay writers what they fucking need, because what they're going to keep going to the chiropractor.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I do love how much more supportive your mother was. Just like, you had a good time? Like, how was it?
I mean, we've had a long run of it. So I'm like, don't talk to me unless you have something nice. That's how we
go. Did your mom get the part, or like, what happened?
I actually think she did. Yeah. She didn't even record me. She just recorded herself. And I actually think my mom is in your show, Michelle.
Oh my God.
We'll see. July 13th.
What's up? July 13th.
I love it.
We really wanted to bring you both on to talk about some new TV news that's been happening. You know, we feel like you both have such a deep appreciation and love of TV. And there's been a lot in the news just this past week. There was a slaughter of shows, I would say. We got the cancellation of American Auto, Grand Crew, Young Rock. It makes me very, 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 very sad.
Racism.
Yeah. There it is.
I'm just going to asterisk that with racism. Let's break it down.
Also, Manifest has been on for like 32 seasons. But we couldn't get like the auto thing popping. Come on.
Right? Like we couldn't get Grand Crew, which to me is the Black happy endings. We couldn't, like, everyone loved it. Incredible cast. And
cost nothing to make. It was like one set. You know what I'm saying? I think it was like at a bar in North Hollywood, and they're like, can't do it.
So what's going on? What's going on, you two?
Give us a chance. Like, you gave Cheers a chance. Friends. I'm sorry. Friends, sure. Sure, it's a good show, but I'm sorry. Not one Puerto Rican friend. Y'all live in New York City. I'm not buying this shit. It's like, come on. Just give it a chance to grow. The first season is just a seed. You got the money.
Yeah.
Be about it, like, during Black History Month. Make it happen all year round.
I think what's going on is this. I think that, and I feel you on all those points. Like, you have to let things grow, especially with, like, things like Cheers back in the day. They're like, well, they only got 6 million viewers. Should we let them continue? Because you only had 3 channels, right?
Yeah.
But, so, what it might be is that the networks are noting that you're going to have to, like, make good on the actors' options, which usually come up in August, right? So it's like August 15th deadline. So they're, I think what they're thinking is that the strike will go on longer than August 15th. So they're going to have to pay people, you know, to re-up their contracts. And
bitch better have my,
Dang.
Or as Michelle just put it in terms that we all can understand.
Yes, as Brianna terms, now I get it. Okay.
Exactly. So they weighed that and they were like, bye. You know, like, I think that's what happened. It's terrible. Stupid.
It's terrible. I mean, I felt like American Auto and Grand Crew could have been like this new renaissance for NBC, where it's like they used to be the home of comedy. They lost that slot, you know? And then I was like, they're doing it again. They get it. They're going to make funny sitcoms and give them a chance. And then they were just like, you didn't hit Abbott Elementary numbers right out of the gate. So you're done. Mm. Like, it seems like that's the new standard of like, but
truly
are. And it's like, come on. It's so hard for a show to do that these days.
I always like, one of my wishes and wants was to get a channel like that, you know, no one's like really using anymore, because there's a lot of channels, right? And just call it like a graveyard and just show all the failed pilots. And also,
You
know what I mean? Because there's so many wonderful pilots, you know what I mean? And like, they just never see the light of day, and all that money just goes to where,
where does it go?
And it was that. And then also, I want to do an award show where just the losers bring their speeches and then they get to say them. Because where do those speeches go? Do you know what I mean? And another thing I didn't realize doing my show that will air July 13th on Netflix in 190 countries, Survival of the Thickest. Please check it out. Jordan Pellis does a cameo. We also have a podcast called The Dante.
Sold everywhere. Podcast is sold.
I just didn't realize. Jordan always talks about the first pancake. Like, you know, sometimes a joke doesn't work because it's the first pancake. I didn't realize how many pancakes we were really making out here.
Many pancakes.
I know that I'm auditioning for stuff, but I'm just like, I had no idea that it actually gets made. And then people are still like, no.
Yeah.
You think once it gets made, like, then let's give it a chance.
Right. Put it on. I know they just announced they're not moving forward with Amber Ruffin's new pilot that everyone was excited about. It was
That's
like evil
awful.
Twins. evil twin sister, and it sounded hilarious. And then they did a whole pilot, and everyone was like, never mind.
It's like, you know, thank God we age well is all I'm going to say. Because, yeah, you know, when you finally do get the show or whatever it is, when you finally hit, everyone's like, where did they come from? Oh, my little exactly. Like, oh, my God. Are you 32? It's like, no, bitch, I'm 58. And thank God I age well. OK.
Yeah. And it's like they've been doing the work, like with Abbott and Quinta. She had been on so many shows that didn't go, so many failed pilots. And it's like that experience is what leads to a hit like Abbott. And, you know,
I'm just, she's still in her 30s. I mean, if you think about like people like Lisa Ann Walter, who's on the show, she's like, she plays the tough Philadelphia Italian teacher.
Yeah.
I remember Lisa Ann Walter from when I was like something about, it was a tango movie with like Richard Gere from when I was a kid. That person, that lady has been hustling. You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
that is a much older reference than The Parent Trap, which is what I was going to go with. But
thank you.
Oh my God.
Like her, Cheryl Ann Ralph, excuse me. Those people
are
like grinding on Moesha. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
You know what I realized though is like, that's the norm. Like, that's what it is. Like, it isn't what you see. It isn't being an industry darling. That is a very small group of people that get to win all the awards and be on all the magazines and do all the things. You know, people just always think it's that you just show up, you know, you just keep showing up and all of a sudden you're gonna be famous. And that's just not what it is. Like, you will keep showing up and hopefully have health insurance. Like, that's what it is.
Enough to pay your rent. Like,
Sonny Lee, who created Beef, I remember doing his pilot in 2015 with Seth Rogen for FX. And it was really hilarious, and it was dark comedy, and that's, dark comedy really didn't have a space back then. And we were like, this guy dies, and he's like, and his guts ooze out and it smells like shit. And I'm like, okay. Like, it was wacky and wild and fun, and, you know, unfortunately, like, not everybody got it, but eventually people caught up. And this is what, to him and his genius, and this is what I will always say, you know, whether it's in the business or self-acceptance or whatever the fuck it is for you, it is not you that needs to catch up to the world. It's the world that needs to catch up to you, period. Yeah. So just keep doing whatever the fuck you're doing, because it will eventually happen. And if it doesn't, that means you're a dick. I'm just kidding.
It means you've always been a horrible person.
Or you're a great artist and nobody understood you. You know, people get great and, you know, posthumously as well, you know?
Exactly.
That's true. That's true.
Let's go to our next news topic, because this one, I want to ask if you two are watching The Idol. The New York Post reported there would not be a second season. But then HBO was like, well, we haven't made a decision. And then Sam Levinson and The Weeknd were like, whatever, we don't even care. It was always supposed to be a limited series anyway. But since the Max rebrand, The Idol seems to be their first big flop. It has a 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. Episode 2 lost over 100,000 viewers. Are you watching it?
I gave it 5 minutes. I really tried. I mean, it was cray cray in the banana. It was like, what am I watching here? I'm watching so many Nepo babies. First of all, Sam Levinson, Barry Levinson's son. Fine. Started at the goal line. Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Right? Okay. Yeah. And then you've got Johnny Depp's daughter playing the lead.
Yeah, she's the lead.
Oh, boy. But she struggled. And then it was like, what am I watching in the beginning of the show? Like, it's just kind of like raunch, things we've kind of gone over, you know what I'm saying? And then Hank Azaria like locking the intimacy coordinator in a bathroom, and then they're like, go for it, do the stuff you really want to do.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess. It's all over the place. It is, I will say, if you erase everything with like The Weeknd, his character, if you just like erase that part, it actually is a pretty funny show about like pop stars, and like Dan Levy's in it. All these people around that are really funny. Rachel Sennett. And then it's just like, for some reason they were like, oh, this could be like a funny workplace comedy about people who work for a pop star, but instead let's have him show up and be a weird cult leader sometimes. Yeah. And you're just like, what? Also, he is The Weeknd. Abel is not an actor.
And he's not able.
He's not able. And every clip that is of him goes viral on Twitter for the bad acting.
This is what I was about to say. I have seen the memes and I've seen Black Twitter shut it down. I have no idea what Black Twitter was coming for.
Yeah.
But now I know and I'll watch. You know what? I don't get HBO Max in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Max isn't everywhere yet. They're still messing around the rest of the country or world.
Yeah. It's not Max.
Yeah.
You know? So it's 0.5.
I think the big clip that like went viral this past week, maybe you saw it, otherwise I can play it for you, but it's Abel's character threatening a person at a clothing store because the person like looked at Lily Rose Depp's character, and you see Abel trying to intimidate this guy and be like, if you look at her again, man, I'll kill you. I'll hurt you, man. And you can tell halfway through he's like forgetting his lines and is
Also, why did they take that take?
Exactly. It's like, this was the first take.
I used to be an editor. That's the best take.
It probably was. You have to think about that. And then, I mean, I would only say this. What made me think of the Nepo Baby stuff was just how bad the writing was at the outset. I wouldn't have thought about the Nepo. Yeah. I don't have to go to Nepo if your writing is tight. No. You know, Jordan's there all night. But if...
So what do you think about Euphoria, then?
Euphoria is great.
Because they're both A24 projects.
Euphoria is good.
Okay.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is it the same project, too?
Yeah.
It is. And he writes it all himself, but they do let, like, the actresses and the, I don't want to say students when they're all actually, like, 29 years old, but he lets them, like, write for their own characters. So, like, the episode with Hunter Schaefer's character, mm-hmm. that was, like, a special, like, Hunter wrote all of that with Sam. So there's some control there. And the idol is like, well, remove that and just let Sam do what he wants.
Right.
And it is a mess.
All right, here we go.
Wild.
Let me catch you looking at her again. Let me catch you looking at her again.
I'm not.
Let me catch you looking at her again.
I'm sorry,
Let me fucking catch you looking at her again. I'll fucking drag you down Rodeo while your fucking ass just fucking stomp you. I'll fucking curb stomp you.
I'm sorry.
I'll fucking curb stomp you.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you were interpreting, but
let me see
I wasn't doing anything.
Let me see it.
I've always thought The Weeknd was cool. And then today came up.
Until now?
Until this video.
This day came along. There's some things you can do, some things you can't. Things you just can't do. I can't juggle.
I love Madonna, you know, and I love Prince. Like, nobody come for Prince, but acting is not for everybody.
It
just isn't. And also, because you excel at one thing, mm-hmm. right, doesn't mean that you're going to excel at the other thing. You got to get a coach.
Yeah.
I get an acting coach.
You need an acting coach.
I had an
coach.
Acting coach on set every day, especially for my scenes when I was filming. Yeah. Because it's just nice to have the help, like an opinion you trust, another way to do it. You know, sometimes the director is dealing with 17 things and not that scene. You know, the writers aren't allowed to be on set. It's not in the budget now for mm-hmm. writer, like the person that actually wrote the episode to be on set.
To be there and be like, oh, maybe like this feeling, this was a sentiment we had in mind. That's not there anymore. Yeah.
This all goes back to spending the money and taking the time to curate really good TV.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what everybody got paid, but that's a waste mm-hmm. of motherfucking money. They need that money.
Yeah.
They didn't need that money.
They did not. And I do feel like maybe someone was like, hey, Abel, like, we would love to get you an acting coach. And he was like, I don't need that, okay? I just feel the spirit and the character honesty within me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's gas. That's heartburn.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch more.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
It looks like Netflix has their next hit, or a hit that they already
Survival
have
of the Thickest?
Season out finally. Yes, on July 13th.
Yes. Dropping in all 190 countries that Netflix is represented in. Thank you so much, everyone.
Amen. And they also just put out a new season of Black Mirror. Season 6 just dropped. Yeah. The first episode, in fact, deals with a Netflix clone streaming service using AI to write and produce its content. Why does that sound so familiar to everything happening right now? Andrew, you were in Black Mirror last season.
Yes.
So are you watching this
new season? I watched an episode of the new season. And may I just say, the critics have said not as good as last season.
Yeah, well, of course. Come on. I mean,
so
Jordan's not in it. What are they doing?
I mean, mine was pretty dope. Striking Vipers was pretty sick. And it was kind of a moment for the culture where, like, it was like, you know, two Black men on screen, like wondering whether or not they were queer, like through the video game platform and everything like that. The answer was yes. And then like it was really cool. This one, yeah. I don't know. People have just said, and post COVID, Charlie Brooker himself said that, like, during COVID, he was like, I don't know if I want to make this show because the world has gone crazy and there's nothing I can make that's crazier than this. So this is like a post COVID. I mean, I love the show. So it's like, it's a post COVID, you know, iteration. And I did watch the one, and I don't want to give any spoilers away, about paparazzi. I liked it. I thought it was really good, but it was a little ham-fisted, but it was really good. I mean, it's like, he's going to the past somewhat when we're supposed to be talking about the future. I thought Black Mirror was about the future, you know?
I was just going to say, like, because I obviously all I could do is like watch what I can while I try to put my kids to sleep and read what Twitter has to say. But I'm just like, what do people want? In this instance, it feels like everybody just wants to be, they don't want to be satisfied. They want to have something to say. They want to be involved. And I'm like, again, now that I know what it's like to create a show, Survival of the Thickest out on Netflix. Or Streamberry. You can Streamberry it too. It's available also on Streamberry. But like, what is your takeaway? Like, how do you want to feel at the end of each episode? Do you know what I mean? I think it's so, everybody is so connected, like in this personal way to like an episode. And so I think it's really, really, and I feel bad for people attached to Black Mirror who work their asses off, and then just to have like people say it's not as good or they could have done better, because like, what's the takeaway? What do you want? I'm just very confused by that part. And I think people should have some grace when it comes to shit like this, because I feel like he just did season 6 because the people wanted it.
Because the people wanted it. Exactly. And also, I mean, the talent in this season, they have incredible cast every episode. The first one had Iota Berry, Cameron Farmer, who's an amazing LA comic. And I was just like, they got just like all the best talent. It's all there. And then it's kind of like, well, this feels like it would have been the future if this episode came out like 2 years ago, which I mean, the way TV's made, that's how it probably was supposed to go. And, you know, we're stuck with like the schedule that Netflix demands that we all live on. So.
No.
My rash just flared up as you said that, because you have no idea.
Right. I mean, and it works out when we get to see Survival of the Thickest premiering July 13th on Netflix. But outside of that, sometimes I will be so upset. Like, I think with Netflix, a good example is Big Mouth and Human Resources, which they just announced, like, Human Resources, the season that just came out, is the last one.
Right.
And then we waited forever for the next season of Big Mouth. And they were like, well, that's also going to be the last one. And it's just like I was watching the news, Human Resources, and I didn't even remember what happened in the first season because it came out like two years ago or something. And it's just, you know, you got to keep it fresh.
Well, it's been, I mean, the whole system, the whole structure has been like turned upside down and upended, you know, and platforms can kind of do what they want because they have this like the IP, the elegant code, the algorithm we don't know about. And that's what it is, you know, so
They have a computer that's like, oh, wait, actually, if we put out the next season of Stranger Things 4 years after the last season, it'll be a hit. So let's do that.
Fuck it, right? If it's a part of the zeitgeist. But I was just going to say one thing, which is that I feel like some shows just aren't equal to the sum of their parts. They just aren't, you know? Yeah. Some are really, mm-hmm. they have great and talented actors. And sometimes the story's not there. Sometimes the direction is bad. And as much as I would like to like them, it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like a date.
Yeah.
It's a date. It's like, I can't, you know. Yeah.
It's just, it's also really hard to top.
It's really hard to top yourself sometimes. It just is. It's just, you know, that's, what is it? The sophomore jinx? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just fucking hard. And, you know, to get to stand up, you know, stand up specials, I'm like, we don't need to churn shit out every year.
No.
Like, you can take time. Oof. 3 to 5 years.
Take time between those specials.
Grow.
Yeah.
Yes. Make me want it. And so, and then also believe people when they say they're not inspired. Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like homeboy was just like, I don't think this feels. And people were like, no. The kids like wanted more candy.
Yeah.
And made dad go and get it. And they're like, but we don't like it. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, you're the ones. Then. Yeah, you wanted it. Speaking of what people want in Netflix, the next news story.
I love the segue.
Look at my segue. Look at, like, I'm a professional.
I love this. What's going on?
Welcome to the
right?
view. Welcome to the view.
Like, speaking of things people want in Netflix, Netflix announced they're opening up a pop-up restaurant in Los Angeles. In the midst of the writer's strike, Netflix has decided that people want to eat at a Netflix-themed restaurant. The two of you, as Netflix experts, I am curious, what Netflix-themed dishes would you want to eat?
Oh.
I'm asking you to come up with puns quickly. You know, you got Stranger Wings.
Oh, that's so funny. Like, maybe Always Be My Dumpling? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just...
I was going to be like the circle rings,
oh, with, that's
like
good.
Onion, but the soap,
oh,
but
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a second suggestion. That's low on the board, but.
Welcome to Butopia is just like a big banana split that looks like a hairy vagina.
I'm trying to think of survival of the survival of the thickish milkshake.
How about?
Yes.
No. Narcos nachos?
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes, there we go.
We're talking loaded nachos topped with seasoned ground beef, melted cheese, and jalapeno guacamole.
And then cocaine.
Cocaine.
What about Tales of My Titty, but it's just chicken breast?
I love that.
Yeah. I don't even know what that's a pun of, but I love it.
Tales of the City?
Oh, yeah. Tales of the City. Yes.
Yeah. Tales of the City.
Yeah.
You better know.
Okay.
You better know.
That's on my producer. They didn't put it on
the... Drop my IMDb in the chat.
I'm like, okay, maybe like a Never Have I Ever fries.
Oh, I love that. Mm. What about a Crown Croissant? Crown croissant?
Ooh, yeah. Crown and croissant.
It comes together so flaky, you know, and it's like, I used to watch The Beginning of the Crown.
No soggy bottoms. You just see Paul Hollywood finger fuck that croissant. Sorry. Your mom's listening to this. Okay.
She is. She really is.
And stealing all your jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. She's literally like, oh, yeah, I did get the role in Survival of the Thickest. Like, I can't believe Michelle doesn't remember me at the best time.
I don't know.
I think it's a crazy idea, but
floor is guava.
Guava. Do it. How about?
We're not beating that. That's
How about? See? Okay, but orange is the new black. Orange duck? I don't know. I'm trying.
Why would you? That was, yeah. How dare you?
That was literally just saying the word orange, Jordan.
How dare you?
Game of scones?
That's not even a Netflix show.
But it could be.
Duck LaRange is the new black.
Yes.
Duck LaRange is the new black.
Yes. There we go.
Come check
there
it, girl. It Come check
okay.
it, bitch.
I hope Netflix like pays you to make this menu.
Money Heist Quesadillas?
God, still going. Do you understand what it's like?
Money Heist Quesadillas? I'm trying.
We got it. You did it. You tried.
Yeah,
okay?
Okay,
Stranger
you tried. A Big Mouth Burger. Right, like a Big Mouth burger.
A Big Mouth burger,
so
that's great.
Big.
Yes.
Come on. Yeah.
Can we stop now?
Yes.
What about
we can.
Human?
Oh, no!
Human resources? Like that's a spice. Come on.
I will allow it. I just hope they make a lot of money off of this so they can pay the writers who write the shows they're making these meals based off of.
TV I Say.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Last part of the interview, as we kind of come to a close, we're gonna do a watch list. Listeners are like, we did it backwards. Usually the watch list is first. We had to get through all that TV news. Okay,
it's true.
There was so much. So
we had chemistry right off the bat. We couldn't.
That's right.
Come on. Yeah. So let's get into our watch list. What have you been? What have you both been watching? What are you doing?
Michelle, what you watching? What you out here seeing?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I just finished Beef.
Oh, nice.
I just finished Swarm.
Loved Swarm. Yeah.
And I watched a few episodes of Manifest because I was like, why is this trending in Holland? I had to. And I was like, how dare they leave Montego Bay? How fucking dare you?
Yeah.
Okay. We need all the tourism we can fucking get.
And like, I think there's still a new season of Manifest just came out. I think like it moved to Netflix and then they made more.
And Queer Eye, to be honest, Queer Eye.
Aw.
Queer Eye is good.
There's just this like warm, fuzzy, like bringing the blue and red states together.
Yeah.
I never would be in a room. Like, I don't understand what, like, you're looking at these people, like, they don't even know how to say non-binary.
Yeah.
They don't even know what it's like to see this like gorgeous person in a dress just telling them what they should do with their hair. And somehow they're just like, I'll listen to you. And it just warms my cold, dead heart.
Yeah. I personally, the part I look forward to most in Queer Eye is everything Bobby does. I think he's the only one who actually does any real work on the show. Like, people are like,
You don't like Anthony's guacamole?
Yeah,
Anthony's sauteed shrimp.
Yeah, his sauteed shrimp with like asparagus and peas that he's just like, and then if we mash this down, it's a meal to serve a family of 10. And you're just like, Anthony, no one eats that. Like, no.
I think we all need like a Karamo, though. We all need like a life coach friend that's not going to be preachy as fuck. I don't want to feel like it's a big titty TED talk every time you come in the room.
Yeah. But
speaking of vegetables.
But it's like they're doing all that. And then Bobby's like, so I totally knocked your house down, built you a brand new house. And here you go.
Yeah, I've seen like Bobby make like a garden that's elevated, like a hanging garden for people. I was like, what the fuck? And the rest of them are like, you have to change this wall color. I'm like, what? Bobby's doing the most. Yeah.
Bobby's doing the most. Yeah. And then you just like what have like the other guy who's just like, oh, maybe instead of button ups, you should wear like V-necks. And it's like, oh, okay.
No!
Wow.
I think no, I gotta stand up for Tan France and his French tux.
True. Oh. I love the French tuck.
Yes. Yeah. It's very hard to, I think it's very hard to, I love to style people and shop for them. And it's very hard to get them something that looks good that they're comfortable in. And I feel like everybody just walks a little straighter.
Mm.
When he puts them in like a bowling shirt or something.
He loves putting them in bowling shirts. Like every guy, he's just like, this is just, oh, it's going to be so flattering. The straight line.
And I've come up with something called a Belgium tuck, which is just one, because it's half of it.
Okay.
I like that.
So much. Thanks, guys.
I love that.
I got ideas. I got dreams, okay?
Yeah, I love that's
Belgique.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah. Jordan, what's on your watch list? Yeah.
What's on my watch list? Good question. Great question. I've been trying to watch my friends' stuff because it's like you have these awkward moments where you run into friends. You're like,
yeah,
the show you did show. I meant to see show. So I watched Zoe Lister Jones's new show, Slip, which is so good. So good. It's on Roku.
What is this? So, I don't even think I've heard about
Slip is all about someone slipping through different, voids and planes of reality. And it starts off, I've just watched the pilot, but I'm like, I'm hooked. And in the pilot,
really?
Yes. Huh. In the pilot, she and her husband are just kind of like going through the motions. They've been married for 13 years. It's really based on her life. And so she has a one night stand with this man. Oh God, I'm giving it all away. But it's really good.
Why would you?
It's
do
really
that?
Good, but it upends the consequences. Like the consequences that you think that are gonna follow traditionally get totally upended in a very like Ooh. Meta, weird, altered reality kind of way. And I was like,
so, and this is on the Roku channel.
This is on Roku.
I don't even know how you watch a Roku show. Do you have to buy a Roku to watch Roku?
You
shows?
Do it carefully. You do it with it's you hard. Do it with loved it's ones. Hard. You have to make sure that all the curtains are drawn. So
you head down to Roku City.
You go to Roku City and you have to fill out a form. It's actually not that hard. So it's like you can get the app on your phone. It's all free TV.
Oh.
And you just project it onto your television with your Apple TV, what have you. So that's what
okay.
I did. It was good.
I like how you just explained it. Like, so it works like every other app.
Yeah.
And so then you're going to cast.
I will say, I do like Roku. I did like narrate a show for them and it was very hard to find the show. It's not super, super user friendly like Streamberry is.
Yeah. I assumed you had to have like a Roku like a device plugged into your TV to get any other shows to work.
Yeah.
Now I know. Now you just introduced me to a whole new thing.
Yeah. It feels like IBM back in the day, like Whoopi Goldberg, Jumpin' Jack Flash. What do we need to do?
Yeah. And I mean, Roku's picking up shows. I feel like every other week I hear like something that sounds interesting is going to be on Roku. And I'm like, I'll figure that out. Just, you know, they got me with Quibi and CISO. So I'll figure out Roku TV.
I just can't believe it. Aww. Jumpin' Jack Flash. I'm a little black woman in a big silver box. The references. I love it. All right. So I'm watching Slip. I watched my homegirl, Zoe Winter on Succession. So I've been watching Succession.
Oh,
I was like, man, this is crazy. I mean, it's white nonsense, but it is.
Yeah.
All the Zoes. All
yes,
the Zoes.
Yes. Yeah. All the Zoes.
It's Zoe's list.
Yes, it's Zoe's list.
Did you start from like the beginning of Secession, or you?
Oh, did you say Secession? Now that's a good one. That's about the Civil
War.
Oh wait,
I thought you said Secession.
I'm saying Succession.
I'm sorry. Succession. Oh, okay. Sorry.
It sounded like it was.
Oh, this is fucked up. This was hard to watch, but I did it. It was very hard to watch on Zoom, but I saw it.
I thought you were making a joke secede from the Union about the Civil War. Secession. It's about the New South. Now, I saw Succession. I liked it. It's been great. It's good. It's good. Succession's great. And I think Brian Cox is a very underrated actor who finally is getting his flowers. I remember him from like Rushmore back in the day, all that stuff. And then finally, Ted Lasso. My homegirl Jamie Lee.
Oh, God.
I love Jamie Lee.
I love Jamie Lee.
I didn't know you went into this white boy shit.
I mean, for real, not really. I was going to mention I've been watching Atlanta and things like that. But I was like, let me watch my friends. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
I was watching it.
The last season of Atlanta, I think it was kind of overlooked. Mm-hmm. I loved the last season of Atlanta and I thought it was going to get more attention and people just kind of, I think, got burnt off on the Europe season and then just like didn't really come back to the last season. But it was great.
Same here. It's like when Glenn got killed off of
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Yep, I stopped watching. Yeah. Wasn't for me anymore.
Kinda.
Yeah.
So did you finish Ted Lasso? Did you get to the finale?
No, I haven't gotten to the finale, but I'm on the penultimate episode of the first season. So it's like, you know, it's very good.
Okay.
It's very good.
You're in a good place to stop watching. Sorry. The first season is so good.
Woo!
The first
it's hard to top yourself.
Yeah.
It is. And like the first season's good, the second season's good, and then the third season, all of the previous writers left and went to other projects. Brett Goldman and Bill Lawrence went to go work on Shrinking, which is also very good. And
that's on my list.
Yeah.
Love Jessica Williams.
Oh, love Jessica, and she's amazing in it. Honestly, I wish it was just her show. She's so, so good.
And it is her show.
Yeah. And so the last season of Ted Lasso. All I'll say is the finale episode was so controversial that fans started a petition to get it deemed a dream. Like, yeah, they were like, we want you to say the last episode was a dream and that none of that happened.
Right. Yeah. So, it's kind of, I mean, I think it's really sweet, and it's what people needed during COVID.
Yeah.
And I get why it was so popular and remains so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just watch one more episode.
But I mean, yeah. Watch it all. Check, you know.
So I'm just having this moment where I'm like, are people going to be talking about my show like this?
Yes, they will, because
yeah,
because what we've done is put it up for public display, you know. But that's okay. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people that love it, though, you know, and that's what's up.
Exactly. And ooh, most people love the Ted. They love it. They have tattoos. They name their children.
Are
Ted.
You ready for a tat? Are you ready for people tatting themselves?
Yeah. Tatting your show. Think of that side of it. Okay. They're going to name their children after your character. They're going to get survival tattoos. Like, yeah.
Are you ready?
There's going to be Stan accounts making fan cams and yeah.
Ready?
The answer is no.
I'll share a little from my watch list. I have been keeping up with Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. It's.
I'm always just like, how come no one has stains on those white shirts? And that's, they're not even clothes. Right? It's like shorts or like.
Yeah.
My bonnet that I wear at night is bigger than the fucking shit they got to wear and serve all day.
All day. And they are just like clean pressed. And this season of Sailing Yacht.
And why are we taking like 17 fucking bowls of salad out to a beach to sit on a fucking rickety ass IKEA fold up chair?
Every time.
You rented a fucking.
You rented a boat. Why do you want to do a beach picnic?
I got the salad dressing 2 miles away on the boat.
On the boat. It's like
eating dry salad.
Yeah. And I never, every time someone's like, we want a beach picnic, it's like, you're getting ready for the worst thing. Yeah.
Why would you do that to anyone? Go camping, you dumb basic fuck. Also, why are these people sleeping in coffins? I'm like, this is too, I could never do it.
Oh, yeah. Especially on Sailing Yacht, they have the smallest like dorm. Like even the captain. Yeah. The captain doesn't get his own room. Yeah. He shares a room with someone. And oh, Captain Glenn is a mess. Every other episode, his boat is like on fire and he's just
like,
are
you serious?
He's giving the divorced dad who just got let back to Thanksgiving. He's always apologetic.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he never gets it
really,
right.
Yeah. In
he's
this,
really grateful.
Yeah. In this last episode, he like fails to put the anchor down properly and they almost run
what
into another boat.
I'm not
going to
get that
and
anchor
he's just
down.
Like,
oops. How is it hard? How hard is it to put the anchor down? Anchors away.
But, right. I wanted to just bring up Below Deck on my watch list because everyone officially, we are Team Colin. Listeners, you know the drama. Daisy, Colin started hooking up. Daisy says Gary, her ex's name, to Colin in bed, blames Gary and Colin. So we are officially Team Colin.
Can I say something
that's,
now?
That's
Can I say something yes. now? Haven't really watched the show, but I will Fair. Say mm-hmm. if we're talking boating and we're talking broken hearts, then this is a triangle of sadness.
Don't call me late for dinner.
Those who get it, okay. get it.
We got it. Right. I think
and
we both got
go
it.
To the restaurant and have some oranges and new black duck.
That was a deep cut.
But I want to thank you both, Michelle Jordan, for joining me. Please listen to Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos wherever you get your podcast. And is there anything else you want to plug other than Survival of the Thickest premieres on Netflix July 13th?
Michelle, go.
You can watch Barbecue Showdown on Netflix. It's also streaming. It's season 2 that I'm hosting, and it's just fun.
I love Barbecue Showdown. I loved the first season. It made me so hungry all the time. It's so good.
Oh, good. Well, you got to watch the second season. It's going to make you even more hungry.
That's your homework.
When does this bad boy come out, actually?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay, cool. I mean, I'll be hitting the West Coast pretty soon to do some shows. I'm really excited about those in August in L.A., got a week of shows April 12th through 19th. So please come see me. I'm in LA.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Oh, fuck. I'm on a tour. I'm going on tour too. It's going to be called Full Heart Tight Jeans.
Oh, I love that.
Huh? Can't lose.
I love it. We love it. Yeah. Can't lose. We love a TV reference in the marketing. Boom, boom. Thanks for joining me. Listeners, I don't have any homework for you this week because, frankly, I've been on tour too. Like, it's summer.
Get it.
Like, I don't just catch up on Below Deck. Like, what else is there to do? Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Scott Sani, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon. And you can also find my full archive ad-free episodes of TV I Say over on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code TV I Say, all one word, for a 1 month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.